Welcome back to another episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and let's get right into the show. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So, you guys all know what we're going to do. We're going to go over the best top 5 brawlers. And, yeah, let's get right into it. So, these top 5 brawlers will be really interesting, because if I made a top 5 brawlers list a month ago, it totally changed. So, yeah, let's get right into it. So, coming in at number 5 is going to be Edgar. So, Edgar is a top 5 brawler, which I'm pretty surprised. But he is, and just the reason why this is because once he gets his super, he could jump on anyone, almost anyone at all. And then he just heals up, so he might even be at full health after he kills the brawler, and then he'll have his super back and then jump on somebody else and chain it and chain it and chain it. So, yeah, Edgar is going to be a really, really great brawler. So, coming in at number 4 is going to be Byron. So, people would think that Edgar would come before or higher than Byron, but I actually don't think so. I think Byron is such a good brawler. He could heal a ton of health, and he could also dish out a decent amount. And another thing about him is that super, it's really good because if all 3 of his teammates just got hit by 2 Jesse shots, then he just uses it back up at full health. And he could use it over walls, which is really good. So, a thing is, I would actually want Supercell to make a change to Byron to make it so that there's a slider and you could either say he heals 600 health but only dishes out 520 damage, or he does 600 damage but only 520 health. That could be a really cool change to Edgar, and I would definitely try to get or play Edgar with a lot more with that change. So, yeah. In between this, I would like to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the podcast grow. And I'll shout you guys out. So, yeah. But now on to the 3rd best brawler. So for the 3rd best brawler, it was pretty tough, but I think I know. So this brawler is going to be very surprising, I think, but it's going to be Carl. So Carl in all the 3v3 modes, he's OP, but in Showdown, he just got really good somehow. Because with his new flying hook gadget, he's just so versatile. He could get anywhere. He basically plays Immortus, as good as Immortus, and as good as a Carl. So 2 brawlers in 1. And his reload is pretty cool, so he has like a lot of reload ammo. And he could burst things down pretty fast. In Heist, he could with a wall. In Bounty, he's pretty good. In Hot Zone, he's pretty good, even though nobody plays Hot Zone. In Siege, he's pretty good. In Gem Grab, he's pretty good. In Brawl Ball, he's pretty good. And all the other modes, he's pretty good. A Duos, he is also really good. And even the special event ones, like Graveyard Shift and, what's it called? Present Plunder. So, yeah, Carl is going to be a really good brawler. And now on to the 2nd best brawler. So, the 2nd best brawler is going to be... So, I actually can't think of one, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you guys either send in a voice message or or leave a 5-star review or joining my Discord server telling me what should be it, and then I'll change the episode to it and shout you guys out, whoever does it. So yeah, make sure to do that. But the number one brawler is going to be Cole. So Cole is a pretty good brawler. He could dish out a ton of damage with his shots, but with that silver bullet, he could kind of just like open up the map. And then it's like if you ever played Minecraft, you could build something and then have like you be able to kill everybody or some whatever. But and now with Cole, basically the same thing. Maybe you could have a tiny hole with the wall, and then you have walls around it. Then you shoot through the tiny hole, and then you hide behind the other tiny hole. And then with the silver bullet, you could deal up a ton of damage. One shot is 3,000 damage. And Supercell recently buffed Colt's damage, which is crazy. And his super's also really good. And star power is okay, but still, Colt's going to be a really good brawler. So, thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. I really hope you enjoy. Make sure to leave a 5-star review and join my Discord server and send in a voice message. So, yeah, that's going to be it for today. And, yeah, bye.